4.
So wet, man, Simuenda. So wet, Amanco, Simuenda, Muenda, for hello, direct so wet, Muenda, Amanco, Suku.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Unga, a customer, Zipiango, a customer, Zipiango.
Zika Chitika, Musafin Terera Quare.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Immigration detains the 165 suspected illegal immigrants in Lusaka cleanup operation. Luano DC calls for recreational facilities to curb youth risky behavior. And in African news, the Mozambique floods are pushed back 2026 school year. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Department of Immigration has detained 165 suspected illegal immigrants following a cleanup operation conducted on Thursday, 29th January 2026, in various parts of Lusaka with support from other defense and security wings. Department of Immigration Chief for Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says a total of 182 people were initially apprehended, but 15, most of them Zambians, were released after screening, while two foreign nationals were handed over to the Anti-Terrorism Center for further investigations. Mr. Nshinka says those detained include the nationals from Burundi, DR Congo, Rwanda, Tanzania, China, and other countries, pending further screening and possible persecution. Meanwhile, in Dola, immigration officers detained 22 suspected illegal immigrants during a similar operation in Twapia and Ndeke townships.
A total of 182 persons were initially apprehended during the operation. Following screening, 15 individuals, the majority of whom were Zambian nationals, were released unconditionally. Two suspects, a Turkish national and a Syrian national, were handed over to the Anti-Terrorism Center for further investigations. The remaining 165 persons were detained pending further screening and possible prosecution. Those detained comprise 106 Burundians, 22 Congolese, 14 persons whose nationalities are yet to be ascertained, 10 Rwandans, 3 Chinese nationals, and 3 Tanzanians. Others include 2 Egyptians, 2 Indians, 1 Malawian, 1 Somali, and 1 Zimbabwean national.
The Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company has dismissed the claims that it has failed to collect garbage in the city, saying the challenges are experienced in some parts of Lusaka were caused by community-based enterprises that had stopped providing waste collection services. Company Public Relations Officer Sire Mundanga says the situation was temporary and is currently being addressed. She explains that the company has since identified and engaged a new community-based enterprises, which will soon be deployed to areas that have been affected by garbage collection challenges. Ms. Mundanga has since assured residents that normal waste collection services will soon be restored, adding that the company remains committed to maintaining cleanliness and proper solid waste management across the city.
We're in the process of procuring CDs, of which we've come to an end. It's a long process of which we had areas where some CBEs had stopped collecting due to reasons known to themselves. But so the reason why we are having waste not being collected, we did not have CBEs in some places. And now that we've contracted CBEs, we hope to see change.
Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki has called for the establishment of recreational facilities in rural areas as a measure to curb a risky behavior among young people in the district. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Meleki said that keeping youths actively engaged in positive and constructive activities is crucial, noting that idleness often exposes them to harmful practices. He explained that the provision of recreational facilities would encourage discipline, personal development, and responsible behavior among young people. The district commissioner added that such initiatives would help keep youths focused, promote peace, and contribute to overall development in rural communities.
Very important in each and every area, especially in rural areas like Luano. We need these facilities to be very much available to our youths, because they really help us to avoid doing unnecessarily a thing. For example, if a person is kept, we have no time to go and maybe start looking for beers, start looking for girls. You know, at the same time, it will be something that people will be busy for the things that will really help them. We need this facility. These facilities are very, very important.
Chililabombwe District Commissioner Kelly Jibinga has called for increased investment in the energy sector as the district moves to implement the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative. The initiative follows a presidential directive for all 156 constituencies to construct 2-megawatt solar power plants to boost electricity generation and supply power to the national grid through ZESCO. Speaking during a site visit to Kakoso, Mr. Jibinga disclosed that the district has identified the required 3 hectares of land, describing the project as a deliberate intervention to address the power challenges experienced during the drought period.
We are responding to the presidential directive. The Republican president has directed all the constituencies to find land on which this solar power plant should be installed or built. Chilabombwe was so quick. We have since identified this piece of land on which we are standing, which is about 12 hectares, and this solar power plant, the initial land on which it's supposed to sit is about 3 hectares. So this is pointing to the fact that Chilabombwe district is ready for this solar power plant.
Meanwhile, Acting Town Clerk Dr. Chembo Shamilando says that the local authority is ready to implement the project, with a contractor expected to be on site to begin preliminary works.
To identify 3 hectares of land so that we can put solar panels, we came on ground together with the Department of Agriculture, and we identified the land here within Chilabombwe, which is about 12 hectares, and only 3 hectares of that land will be used. For us, we are eagerly waiting for the implementation of this program. And on Thursday, as this year's area alluded to, we are receiving various stakeholders, including the contractors, who will bring them on site so that they can see that as Chilabombwe, we have identified a piece of land which will put the panels.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.